Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ollie Sachs. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Cox. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, George Cox. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hunfield for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Clancy trying to get to third. McNeely throws the ball into Sachs, who tags Clancy for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schulte. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Mostill goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely strikes out. One out. Ollie Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs takes first base on ball 4. Kress moves to second. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. Kress moves to third. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Stewart, and towards Brannon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisell strikes out. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Brannon hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Blue moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. It's Browns, 1, White Sox, 1. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Kress reaches second base with a double. Schult goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Browns. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma still. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Brannon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ollie Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sachs hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 1 in the game. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 0-for-1 in the game. Kahm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sachs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-2 in the game. Brannan hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. Berg reaches second base with a double. George Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sachs fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sachs. Berg scores. It's Browns, 2, White Sox, 2. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Cox moves to second. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cox moves to third. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Ma still hits a line drive into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. McNeely takes first base on ball four. Ollie Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sachs hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 2 in the game. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com is hit by the pitch. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Metzler bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Com moves to second. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Com scores. Sissel moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Berg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Berg reaches second base with a double. Sissel scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. George Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. Cox reaches second base with a double. Berg moves to third. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berg tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sachs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Guy Sturdy pinch hits for lefty Stewart. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0 for 3 in the game. Brannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Wiltz now pitching. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Ma still moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Com hits a fly ball towards right field. McNeely fields the ball and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Wiltz drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Wiltz. Ma still tags and scores. Reynolds tags and moves to third. One out. It's 6-2, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzler. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Kress applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Mannion and he is safe. Cecil steals second. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maynisch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moss Dill. Maynisch reaches second base with a double. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Maynisch moves to third. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Maynisch scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, White Sox. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cox strikes out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Clancy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Moss still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunfield. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Brannon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt pinch hits for Ollie Sachs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-3 in the game. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Shang pinch hits for Hal Wiltz. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Mannion moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground into right field. Reynolds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Mannion scores. Shang moves to third. Blue moves to second. It's 6-4, White Sox. Buck Krause now catching. Grady Adkins now pitching. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-4 in the game. Brannon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to home to get Shang. Blue moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill, who is chasing the ball. Mainisch reaches third base with a triple. Blue scores. Brannon goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 6, White Sox, 6. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mainisch scores. It's 7-6, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Betancourt now playing third base. Jack Ogden now pitching. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 2-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mostill hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Com takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Metzler hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Metzler reaches third base with a triple. Com goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 7, White Sox, 7. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metzler scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.